Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. One day before Thanksgiving, it's almost here. I've been having extra strong coffee these past few days. I have to help the brain and energy level kick in as quickly as possible. Planning for 25 folks. Family, friends, neighbors. It's always this way. Family tradition. Everyone brings food, and it does turn out to be a Thanksgiving feast, a day of delightful chaos. This morning, as I gazed at the trees in the back, a light breeze came through the trees, and a snowstorm of yellow leaves floated to the ground. A beautiful scene on this chilly morning. Gratitude at work. It is my deepest prayer that in all these days of preparation for Thanksgiving, the Lord will bless you all with His presence, comfort, beauty, and a grateful heart, and hope for an abundant future. The words of Psalm 100, memorized and recited as a child in 1950s public school elementary classroom. It reminds me today of so much to be thankful for. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye nations. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Let us pray. Lord, we are grateful for the spirit of Thanksgiving Day. It prompts us all to pause and rest in Your blessings, friends, family, and the abundance of this country. In Your precious name, Jesus, we pray and thank You. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.